So when God took the feet, the male out of the male, he did some reconstruction so that she could become a receiver. So if you study a woman, there's no place for her to give. She was created. Oh, ladies, listen to me. This is so good. A woman was created for no other reason than just to receive, 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 receive. Give them all. Give them all. Give them all. More love, more money, more attention, more care, more concern, more touching, more loving, more clothing, more houses, more shoes, more shirts, more, more, more. It's a receiver. All right, finish with you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now remember, in order for the giver to be complete, the receiver has to be exactly like the giver. That's why God could not go back to the soil. Do you know that they've proven scientifically that every cell in your body contains the chromosomes and the DNA for an exact clone of you? The Hebrew word that you can translate rib is not rib. It simply means peace. God produced the first clone because she had to be exactly like the giver. So a woman is only designed to be loved. She's only built to receive. That is why when you take from a woman, she malfunctions. Come on, men, write that down in capital letters. That's why the Bible never tells a woman to love a man. But it commands a man to love his wife.